Good morning. It's Brother Michael here from India on superhero training. It's about 5:30 in the morning. I've just had a beautiful meditation looking over the mountain tops with the stars out. It's a very peaceful time. So this morning I wanted to talk a few things about health, because we're in the health stage of the program. And health is a fascinating subject, and Nick knows plenty about all the details of health, and I'll leave him to that. But what I was inspired to share with you is about how to manage our emotions around health. What is the secret behind health? Not the details, but each of us is an individual. And what I want to address is the fact that despite all the diets and all the different systems that exist, many, many people still are unhealthy, or they may be emotionally unhealthy. They may still be very toxic people, even if they're on a raw food diet or they're paying special attention to health. They may still feel tired, they may still have food addictions. There's so many subtle forms of dis-ease that we have, and we need to be able to deal with this and be able to manage ourselves in an honest way. And so, what I've noticed, and you may have seen this yourself in your own life and in those around you, is that even if somebody is on the right diet, so to speak, they may still be eating for emotional reasons. And I want to ask you this question: do you know anyone who doesn't have one or another form of food addiction? Do you know anyone who eats exactly what they need and doesn't eat out of an emotional need? I can say that, personally speaking, I don't know anyone. I think there are a few people who I think are likely not to be doing that, but I don't know for a fact. I can say for myself that there's no doubt about it. If something happens that's extreme and I have to deal with it, I will eat something and I'll feel better. Or it could just be that the blood sugar levels go down and there's a feeling something isn't right, I have to eat. And there's nothing wrong with eating, eating's great, but there's still that need, there's that addiction, there's that feeling that we have to have food. Food and security are connected. And so, what we're talking about today is how do we find out what we actually need to eat and drink? How do we manage our health overall, and what are we going to do to get good health? And this is a very, very, very personal and subtle subject. And I just want to directly address a few things here. One of the things is that we can be on these extreme diets. Someone may say, I need to be eating all raw food. And they think, okay, all raw is the way to go. I've got to eat 100% raw. But this isn't, it's not as simple as what you eat, because you're a complex being. We're very complex. We're spiritual, mental, emotional, physical beings. We're consciousness, but within that, there is all these different levels of everything. And we have to address that. So somebody may be trying to do one thing really well. Get all your supplements in, eat this, 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 and this. But if there's a stress or a feeling of anxiety or pressure around eating, or you're not feeling nourished because you're eating raw food, but you used to eat some other stuff which was made you feel more full, then there's a constant state of anxiety and stress. And I've seen this so many times, especially in the raw food movement, And I've got nothing against it, by the way. I eat plenty of raw food myself. Since I've been here, basically I've been eating mangoes, because it's mango season, and a few other things. But it's, you know, in India it's difficult to actually get any good food anyway. But I've got nothing against the raw food movement. Raw food's great, fruit is great, salads are great. You know, that's mainly what I eat anyway. But I've noticed that there's a lot of people who seem to have an obsession around food, and it takes over their life. The amount of conversations about food. What did you have today for breakfast? Oh, what's that? How did you make that? You know, like Nick and I, we just crack ourselves up because we actually had to say at one point, okay, we're not allowed to talk about food. That's it, no more talking about food, because it got to a point where it was completely out of control, where rather than it being a nourishing thing, which is supposed to be sustaining, nourishing, healthy, life-giving, it becomes a bizarre and warped obsession. And if there's that obsession and that kind of addiction and that neediness, that in itself is acid forming, you know, because if you know much about health, you probably understand that you need to be having alkaline forming foods and not acid forming foods. The body needs to be alkaline, you know, there's a difference, and you probably know a lot about this, and Nick no doubt will cover it. So if we're eating and going for these alkaline forming foods, then if our attitude and our vibrations, which are way more powerful than anything we eat, are acid-forming, then we're completely wasting our time. So somebody may be making lots and lots of effort to make this special superfood raw soup, and they're not going to make a cooked soup because cooked food is bad. So they are making a raw soup, blending it all up with plenty of goji berries and this and that and kelp powder and everything. And it's done in a way that is slightly neurotic and stressful, and so the whole energy and the Vitamix going off at such an extreme zzz, you know, and all the energy that's going into it is all very tense and stressed and out of a mad anxiety, then what is the end result, what's the net result of that, is that the person is actually full of acidic feelings, of toxic feelings, despite the fact that their soup has been the best ever, you know? So you've got to be careful about this, because, and what is going to be the result? If this continues, then what will happen is, especially within the raw foods, I've noticed a lot of people go for the oils, because basically, let's say you had a bowl of rice, dal and rice. In India they're all into dal and rice and chapatis and subjis and all these things, and I've eaten some of this stuff. I actually find it doesn't really agree with my system, but nonetheless I still like to try a few things. And the Indians, they love their dal and rice, and I've noticed if I have khichdi, which is dal and rice together, then I actually feel quite full physically, because it sits in the stomach. You know, and of course we wouldn't say that's the best food ever, it's not the healthiest food, etc. But it makes me feel full. So then once I've eaten it, my attention isn't on food anymore, it's on something else. And if I ate it and I enjoyed it and it was all good and it sat in the stomach and I feel happy and I get on with my life, then that's great. But if I eat a load of raw foods that don't satisfy me and don't make me feel full, and then I start thinking about all this again and go, oh, I'm not quite full, I need to have a load of honey and chocolate and this and this and this to try and feel better and eat some dates or whatever it is, or stuff my face with coconut butter, then that's going to sabotage my health and my mental and emotional state as well, and the spiritual state ultimately, because we're not able to focus on what is unlimited and eternal, because we're totally dissatisfied on a physical level. So with all good intentions, it can completely flip and become a severe problem. And so When I come across situations where people are, obviously not feeling satisfied with what they're eating, especially with the raw foods, often mention, why don't you have a bit of quinoa? Have a bit of quinoa, put a bit of tahini on it, just give yourself something a bit warm, warm and nourishing, and then you'll feel fine. Have a salad with a bit of quinoa. What's wrong with that? I mean, I may be talking to the converted here, but I may not be. So I just want to address these things, that we can be so extreme, but it is a massive problem. Anger is so acid forming. Anger and irritation, neediness, desires, they're all very stressful on the body. Whereas peace, bliss, love, ease and grace, very alkaline forming things, having enough rest, doing meditation, all these things, being in nature, they're very nourishing. And so when it comes to health, we need to eat things and do things that feel nourishing. Because that's how your body is going to get what it needs. It needs to feel nourished and looked after. Be nice to your body, When I first came across the clear understanding and experience that I'm a spiritual being and I have this body, it's not that I am the body and I have a soul, it's that I am a spiritual being and I have a body. And when I understood that, then I thought, well, if that's the case, then I need to look after this body, give it what it needs. It's like a horse. You look after the horse. What are you going to feed a horse? It's like a, if you're a trustee, so what are we going to do to look after the horse? And when I first understood this, I went to see a iridologist actually, because someone was recommending this person, and his name was Peter Farnsworth. I still remember his name for some reason, and he basically got me onto the acid-forming, alkaline-forming idea, and gave me this list. And basically, what he did is, he looked in, he got took a photograph of the eyes and made a few comments about what that meant. But then he basically gave everyone, because I know lots of people who went to him, the same piece of paper, which is this photocopied sheet that basically had a brief list about what acid-forming foods are and what alkaline-forming foods are, and that you want to be having 80% alkaline, 20% acid-forming foods. And you probably already know about this. And that, in general, is what I've tried to do overall. Although sometimes I end up eating 100% alkaline forming foods just because I like them. But, and sometimes the other way as well, it depends. So anyway, he said that. And what happened was, and a few of my friends went to see him, so we were all kind of on this alkaline trip for the first time. We'd never heard of it before, and it became a bit of an obsession, has to be said. And I remember my friend James said to me, how he said, between Peter Farnsworth and these spiritual things that I'm trying to do, guidelines for food, there's nothing to eat. I remember him saying this to me, and he was freaking out. He was in the kitchen. And he goes, there's just nothing there. He was opening up the biscuit tin. No, I can't have any of those. Can't have any bread. Can't have this. Can't have this. Because he was unused. He wasn't used to it, and he felt like he was being starved to death. And that was extremely funny, actually. And I felt the same thing in a way, because you have to readjust, and then there becomes all this stress around food, which then leads to acid forming in the body anyway, because of the emotional factor. And let's just consider this again and again, that the emotional factor is way more powerful than anything else, by far. So if you're eating superfoods all day and you're stuffing your face with supplements, that's great, but it needs to be done from a state of peace and good vibrations. Otherwise, it's a waste of energy. It's not even going to be absorbed in the cells. If you've seen What the Bleep Do We Know, they have very good descriptions of this, that the neurotransmitters are being created. And the cell receptors need to be able to receive those. And if they don't exist, then it doesn't matter what food you're eating, all these amino acids and vitamins and minerals and antioxidants, etc., or whatever it is that's going in your diet. You might be the perfect diet and you've read it in a book and everything's good. But if your emotional state is completely out of balance, then the cells won't be able to receive what has come from the food anyway. So you need both. And so we can have the best diet and not get any nourishment. And I see people like this, that you can see they're spending so much money on all the superfoods and supplements, but they don't appear to be getting any more healthy, basically because they're doing it from a stressed and neurotic position rather than dealing with their life holistically and looking at the whole thing and going into a state of inner fullness and inner fulfillment. We can't just stuff our belly and feel full. We need to actually feel full from an unlimited spiritual level as primary, and then let the belly be full as secondary. There's an expression in India, that you only need two chapatis. The body just needs two chapatis. The stomach just needs two chapatis. Most people on the health trip wouldn't even be eating chapatis anyway. Oh dear, chapatis. It's terrible. But it's a good point. It's good to bear this in mind. I'm not saying that the body literally just needs two chapatis, but just bear that in mind, that concept, that to fill the stomach, two chapatis is enough, and then you get on with it. Have that attitude, because I see a lot of people who are, but literally getting handfuls of supplements down them every day, handfuls. But that in itself isn't going to get you anywhere. So just nothing wrong with it, like I take a few supplements here and there, that's fine. But just be aware where your real nourishment comes from. It does not come from capsules and pills and goji berries and raw cacao and chlorella and spirulina and all the rest of it. Your nourishment comes from the soul level. A spiritual being needs spiritual food. So, no matter what you're eating, make sure that your spiritual nourishment is given priority. And so, anyway, back to the story about when I first came across the health idea, we became obsessed with food. Basically, deprived ourselves of things that we liked eating because we considered them, oh, they are unhealthy and acid forming, and oh dear, oh, bad, bad. And so there was a stress that was created because we weren't feeling nourished, and the body is used to eating certain things. So if you just completely take it off what it was eating, then you're going to deal with an element of trauma, because in a sense the ego, which we're dealing with all the time, is sustained on the same kind of thing again and again. It likes the same things, it doesn't like change. So if you've been feeding it, peanut butter on toast every day, and then you say, right, that's it, raw food, fasting, just water, salad, not having even any spices, just green leaves, water. Your body's going to completely freak out, and your ego is going to freak out as well. So you're going to spend the whole time feeling very toxic, dealing with all the stress. And so we were on the health trip and trying to work it all out, and realized after a while that it basically was sabotaging our life in another way. It was a sabotaging mechanism. So rather than focusing on the bigger things in life, because following your dharma, like we've talked about, and being in the grace is priority. There's no doubt about it. That's where the real good feelings and the bliss comes from. And what we eat is just a way of sustaining that, ultimately, you know? So if, for example, having a piece of toast just does the job for you, then go for it. Have your piece of toast. Wonderful, you know? And if you gradually want to change that to something which is technically more healthy, then great, then you do that in your own time. But don't put that above your state of bliss and state of peace. Don't put anything above that. And so I've done this myself. I've gone back and forth, you know, from all 100% raw and this and that, and what a load of nonsense, this is completely ridiculous, to eating whatever else I felt like. And over the last 10, 11 years, I feel I've got a balance now, which is basically to eat fruits, which I love fruits, in the morning, and plenty of water, plenty of good water. If you've got a water filter, if you get one of these Athena water filters that we talk about, that is absolutely wonderful. Because what I've noticed, just drinking good water, because of course the body is 70% water, it's just such a huge difference. Being in India, I haven't had one of these filters. I've been drinking all kinds of water. And I think that's the reason that I was sick almost immediately, is because I went from drinking extremely high quality water, and I normally drink about half a gallon first thing in the morning, you know, within the first couple hours before I eat anything. Drink, 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 drink this very, very top quality alkaline ionized water. And so the consequence of that was that I don't feel particularly hungry, because it's got so much goodness in it anyway, and the body remains in a state of health naturally without any effort, just through the water. So I would say the number one thing, if you did want to go to in the health direction, is get one of those filters. They're you know, reasonably expensive, but I would highly, highly recommend it. I think in terms of an investment, I can't recommend anything more than getting a decent water filter, because pure water is so, so nourishing. And so coming over here, it was like I was completely knocked out, because the body is used to this top quality stuff. All the cells have got used to it, and then they're in India with all the pollution and all the dust and the dirt and all the weird bacterias and the food and everything, you know, it's just got a bit too much and knocked me out. And I'm still having to deal with some of that even now. So from one extreme, health, 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 to then eating whatever you want, and then back and forth. You probably have seen this in your own life, back and forth, back and forth. So find the balance. Find the balance that works for you. It's an individual thing. And realize, and let's just be honest here, let's just be blatantly honest. We pretty much don't eat for health. Like we were saying earlier, nearly everyone has got one or another form of food addiction. You know, and I'm using the word food addiction, I'm just being clear and honest about it, that there is a dependency on food. And so let's just be honest about that, rather than pretending that it doesn't exist and have an ego trip. Oh, no. There is, to one or another degree, dependency on food. And so don't deny it, just be aware of it, acknowledge it, and eat the foods that make you feel peaceful, nourished. You know? And also within food, of course, there's sattvic, rajasic and tamasic food, which you're probably aware of. And so the more vibrant the foods are, the more life-giving they are, the better, you know. And the foods which are dead, stale, old, either unripe fruit or overripe, they're all going to drain the energy. So at the end of the day, as long as what you eat is giving you more energy than it's taken away, it's got enzymes and all the goodies in it, then it's giving your body what it needs. So just try and undereat a little bit, not to feel that you're hungry and then you're stressing out and then you eat a load of coconut butter to make up for it afterwards, because then it hasn't really worked. But just eat gently, eat in silence if you can. Enjoy your meal, say thank you to your food. There was one brother who I met from Italy, and he only eats one meal a day. And he eats in the evening. He stayed with us and was telling us how bizarre he thought it was that people are having all these meals and then snacks and this and that, and he feels he just needs one meal. He was a very healthy person. And he said that when he only eats in silence, because he says, food is my friend, and if you want to be with your friend, then you don't talk to everyone, this and that, and be distracted, watch TV. You're giving full attention to being with your friend. So this is what he was doing. He said, food is my friend, so I'm just going to be with my friend for this time. Some kind of bizarre, maybe call to prayer or something going on here. So food is my friend. Food is your friend. So look at it like that. It's not a problem. It's not an addiction that you're having to conquer. It's your friend. Just enjoy what you eat. Make sure you feel nourished. Be gentle about it. Be honest that there's a dependency to whatever degree on food. And just acknowledging that, it will become less. You know, and as we change our attitude that my nourishment comes from beyond, it comes from the divinity, it doesn't come from what I'm eating, then our attitude will naturally change and we'll just think, okay, what do I need to eat which is going to make me feel balanced? Balanced. Not what is technically the best food to eat. Because if you technically eat the right food, but you're not feeling balanced, then you end up stressed with emotional feelings, emotional negative feelings, which then sabotage the benefit that you tried by eating the technically the right food. So just understand that very, very clearly, because otherwise you're going to waste a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of thoughts into this subject. So be clear, be very clear about this. Don't waste your money. You don't need endless superfoods. You don't need millions of supplements. You don't need to have 100% raw food. There's nothing wrong with cooked food. You know, be honest with yourself. There's no need to talk about food all day long, you know. Of course food's tasty and we like to eat it, but there's no need to go on and on and on about it, because then you're distracted from what is more important. Unless, of course, that the whole basis of your life is to eat food. And if you're happy with that, then by all means talk about food and think about food all day and spend your whole time in the kitchen making tasty nibbles, then that's great. If you want to do that, that's fine. But if you've got something else that you want to do, then don't let food dominate your life, either by depriving yourself of it and then thinking about what you haven't got, or by overeating because you haven't taken the nourishment from where it really comes from. And so in my own experience, it's gone back and forth, plenty of times. And I'll just share what personally I've come to. Just if you're interested, you probably find this maybe useful. After years and years and years of personal experimentation, because I don't really care what anyone says about food, I need to try it for myself. So what happened is we set up a raw chocolate company in England, and previous to that we were basically eating massive amounts of superfoods, loads of maca and gojis and suma and all these different supplements. And where I am now, there is an Ayurvedic Rashala, a place where you can buy Ayurvedic herbs, and we always used to get all the herbs, everything. We said, okay, this guy is called Mukunt and he lives on the mountain. And I'm going to get some few things before I leave, actually. But we used to get everything, and then we would just chuck a bit in here, a bit in there, and ashwagandha, and all these different things, Brahmi, Amla, and we'd make these crazy little mixes, and then a lot of the stuff we didn't even know what it was, because it didn't come with any instructions, it just had a name, and it didn't say anything other than that. He's now changed it, and he's now got nice little leaflets, but he didn't have any of that. So we'd have all these bizarre pots of everything. Our health cupboard was ridiculous. You know, you probably see it in your own house. Loads of supplements, loads of crazy things sitting around on the shelf. And so we had all this stuff, eating all these superfoods. I remember living pretty much on superfood smoothies for about 2 years. And it was very ungrounding, I have to say. I don't really have that much of a need or value for massive amounts of superfoods and supplements anymore. You know, I really don't see any point in it, because the bliss and the grace and the wonder of life itself is extremely nourishing on the body. I think I get more health-giving properties from just doing meditation than I do from anything I eat. So anyway, we were checking out all this stuff and eating all these things, and I still find it interesting. You know, it's not that I'm completely against it. I think it's great. And it just got to the point where it was out of control and way too stimulated. And you know, raw chocolate, constantly eating chocolate. You may have gone through this yourself. Massive amounts of chocolate. I mean, I've even brought chocolate ingredients here, and I made some chocolate and give it to people. And yeah, it's fun. But I don't feel I need these things, you know. So after that time, then I thought, well, this is well over the top, and started eating bread and this and that. But because I have a blood group, I've noticed that this body, it doesn't particularly like lots of things. This A blood group type person, my body type, it is interested in basically eating green leaves and fruit, and that's about it. So I can't actually get away with eating this Indian food. It completely knocks me out. So in a sense, I've just had to accept that green leaves and fruit is the sustenance that this body needs. And I've tried eating bread and cheese and this and that, but it just doesn't ultimately do the job. A little bit of these things now and then just puts the balance in. It just like puts an ease onto the otherwise constantly detoxing system, you know. You know, why not have a pizza now and again? Just chuck in a pizza. You know, you'll probably cough it up in the morning. But it now and again, eating something which is technically not the healthiest actually puts the brakes on the detox process, which is quite nice. We don't need to be constantly detoxing all day long. There's no benefit in that in itself. You know, getting on with our life, being able to do the things we need to do, is the priority. So I found for myself, ideal situation for me is get up early in the morning, do meditation, because that's where all the bliss chemicals, the first 10 minutes of the day is so important. And if we experience 30 minutes of bliss in the morning, then the whole day is set, no worries. And the body is going to be in balance, everything is going to be perfect. You know? Like this morning I experienced lots and lots of peace and bliss, really beautiful experience. And I feel that just kind of the ease in the body, you know? Don't feel tired, don't feel stressed, everything's nice, sweet, gentle. And it's just because those bliss chemicals have been released first thing in the morning, you know? And then that sets the tone for the day, so there can be more and more bliss. More and more bliss, more and more bliss, and ease, and everything becomes nice and gentle and fun. And that's what we want, easy, fun, relaxed, beautiful, wonderful life. So get the bliss in the morning, priority. Then what I do is, I can't do it here actually, but in general, when I got my water filter, I drink 2 to 4 litres of high quality alkaline water. This is just beautiful, just totally does the job, and it makes me feel full. I don't feel I need to eat anything. And often actually I get up around 4, often don't eat anything till about 10 o'clock because of the water, and also just because of the bliss. I just don't need anything. I honestly don't feel like I need anything to eat. And then I eat fruit. Sometimes I don't eat anything, I just have more water until lunch, because, you know, it's great. Feeling rehydrated has got to be the number one priority in health. Rehydration, rehydration, rehydration. And for that you need a good filter, which is why I'm recommending get that Anthena. It's top quality, and you can find out more about that on the site. So, Ironways Anthena. So, plenty of water, and then once I actually feel hungry, like there's a need to eat, genuinely, then I go for fruit, you know, or sometimes I go for a salad, you know, greens. By the way, something, you know, fairly light. And I just sit in the sun and just eat a bowl of fruit, you know, have some mangoes or whatever, you know, might have an acai smoothie or something like that. I used to have all these superfood smoothies packed with this and that and powerful things and loads of cacao and loads of maca and loads of everything. But I don't particularly appreciate it anymore, actually. They seem a bit too over the top, a bit too extreme. Now and again I enjoy it, but not as a sustenance, a regular sustaining food, you know, those days have passed. And then lunchtime, I normally eat like around like 3 or 4. Basically I have organic salad, freshly picked preferably from the garden, and avocados. There's so many avocados in Hawaii, we're always styled out. And what I tend to do if I feel like it is have something like quinoa or some sprouted grain toast or something like that, some kind of grain with my salad, so it feels a bit more grounded, you know. And I might have like maca in the sauce a little bit, or whatever, you know, nuts or something. Something that makes it feel a bit more substantial. And then in between all this, you know, leaving 20 minutes and an hour after, I drink plenty of water, you know, keep getting the water down, do a bit of exercise. And generally speaking, I don't feel hungry after that, and I don't have another meal. But now and again, like say at 8 o'clock, even though it's late and it's dark, sometimes I feel a bit peckish and may have a little nibble on something, whatever I can find later on in the day. you know, and I don't give myself a hard time about it. Oh, it's late, I shouldn't be doing this. No, you know, if I'm hungry, then fine. So, you know, later on, generally speaking, I'm not hungry, but if I am, then I'll just eat maybe even a piece of toast with some sauerkraut. Seems to be quite a tasty combination. I feel food should be tasty because then it gets absorbed better. You know, if we enjoy it, if the taste buds are enjoying, then it goes down better. So make yourself tasty food. Do honestly what works for you. It's all very individual. I don't find meat products are of any value, personally. According to the Ayurveda, sattvic is fruit and vegetables, highest food, purest food. Rajasic is things like strong spices and teas and coffees, things that have got a bit of power to them, they give you a bit of a blast. And then tamasic is meat, eggs, stale foods, unripe foods, all that kind of things, tamasic. And that is generally avoided in the Ayurvedic system because it makes people inert and sluggish. And tamak pradhan means the kind of lazy, inert state, which is considered the lowest state. And they say that those kind of foods, which they themselves are dead, lead to that experience. So it's recommended to eat living, fresh fruits, grains, vegetables, things that are fresh and life-giving, and that hasn't been involved in destruction of life, you know, because karmically there is no real need to kill living creatures in order to survive, especially nowadays. So I'm not going to go into any real argument or positionality that meat is bad or whatever. It's up to individuals to do whatever they want. Look into it for yourself. Experience it for yourself. The primary thing I'd like to mention is that end of the day, you're an individual. You have to experience it for yourself. It doesn't matter what books you've read. It doesn't matter what anyone says about food or health. Bottom line is, you are the creator of your life. You're the one who's experiencing everything. And so you are the one who needs to experiment and experience it and work it out for yourself what works. But keep it simple. Please, please, please don't waste all your time and money and thoughts on food and supplements. Honestly, don't do that. Don't get into that trap. I've seen so many people's lives ruined because of health fanaticism. And then they don't feel even happy, you know, they're constantly depleted and stressed despite thinking and talking and spending all their money on all these extravagant diets and foods and fresh olives and this. You know, of course, if you can get the best food, then go for it. Organic stuff, get all this and that, get all the best things. Why not? If you've got the cash and the availability, then great. But if you don't, then don't think you need to be doing all that. Don't think you have to be stuffing your face with superfoods all day to be a superhero. Superheroes don't necessarily eat any superfoods, you know. You don't need superfood to be a superhero. But you do need super feelings, and you do need to feel nourished, and you do need superpower. So find out for yourself what is the optimum balance for you that makes you feel happy, vibrant, powerful, where you can enjoy life, where you can tolerate things, where you can handle situations, where you're grounded, where you're able to live the best life ever. Your food and your drink should enable you to live the best life ever and to be constant. You know, aim to have a constant state of awareness, constant state of happiness and peace and grace and love. Aim for being constant. You know, try and remove this up and down, up and down. You know, If you're just eating food and you go up and then you feel hungry and depleted and you go down and then you take some drugs and you go up and then you go down, then life is all over the place. Try and have a general constant state of happiness where you're all the time, everything's great. It's all wonderful. So experiment for yourself. You're the only one who really knows what's going on. Realize where the nourishment really comes from. And have lots and lots of love for yourself. Have loads of love for yourself. You're a beautiful being. You hold within you the keys to all the secrets. You know everything. You're unlimited. So, you exist way beyond the body anyway. There was a period of time, beyond time, where you didn't even eat anything. Didn't even think about food. The soul doesn't need to eat, doesn't need to drink, doesn't need to breathe. So, get your real nourishment and then gently and peacefully sustain yourself in a way that is natural, easy, and enjoyable. So, think about these things, apply them. We're going to give you some recipes and some ideas as well. That's a separate thing. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. So much love from this golden morning on the mountaintops. Aloha.